transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Join us for worship or Bible study at the Transfiguration of Our Savior Greek Orthodox Church in Florence, South Carolina, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
Have you ever noticed when you hear something, one way it can sound wonderful, and the exact same thing from a different vantage point, using a couple of different words, but like the same thing, can sound really bad? Just this past weekend, we heard that it was going to rain. Wonderful. And rain it did. Not so wonderful. We had floods, we had damage. Sometimes how we look and hear something from one side can be wonderful news and the other side can be not so wonderful news, but the reality is it's the same news. It rained last weekend. This morning's gospel is the same way. Think about this for a moment. What if God were to say to us, if you want to get into heaven, all you have to do is to go find someone who has the smallest thing against you. They've done just one small thing. If you forgive that one person, that one small thing, you can get into heaven. Everything will be forgiven to you. Anything you've done will be forgiven. All you got to do is go show me one person that you forgive, one small thing. I'm sure that all of us would say, absolutely, that's easy enough to do. We go find somebody who owes us a little something. They've done a little something. Maybe they said something mean to us at one time, but very small things. And we would say, you know what? You were mean to me in the third grade. I forgive you. And then you go back to God and God says, wonderful, you forgave him for what he said to you in the third grade. Now everything you did has been forgiven. Come into heaven. Would that sound like wonderful news? Would that sound like something that we could accomplish pretty easily? I don't know why you're saying no. You cannot forgive someone who said something mean to you from third grade. In exchange for everything else you've done, God's going to forgive you. That's good news. That's easy to do. We go to someone and we say, you're forgiven. And that's what the news is in this morning's gospel. God says something so simple to us that if we forgive the small things people have done to us, he will forgive everything that we've done. That's pretty amazing news from God. Unfortunately, when we hear the news from God, it's the other direction in the story. We see the man who owes God a lot, so much that he couldn't possibly live long enough to repay him. Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like this. He said, there is a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. My brothers and sisters, 10,000 talents was something this man, it didn't matter how long he lived, he would never have been able to pay that back. Ever. It was something impossible for him to do. And the story continues. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, The man says to the master, look, I know I owe you a whole lot. Just be patient with me and I'll pay it to you. Now, he couldn't possibly have meant that. The man had to have known that what he owed the master was completely impossible for him to pay back. That is why in the ancient days they had what's called debtor's prison. That if someone had a debt they could not pay back, they were put in prison until they could work off the debt. This is why it says the master ordered him to be sold into slavery to pay the debt. Impossible he would ever have lived long enough to repay. He says, just have a little patience with me. And the master, it says, had compassion on him. And he forgave him all the debt. He didn't say, okay, pay me half. He didn't say, okay, pay me 10% now and a little bit later. He forgave him everything. Now remember, Jesus is telling us that this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. Jesus is telling us this story so we can understand what heaven is going to be like, what the judgment is going to be. And so far in the story, we've been told that we owe God something that we cannot repay. The debt we owe to God, my brothers and sisters, impossible for us to pay it back. And so, like this man, we tell God, please be patient with us. We know we owe you a great thing. Please be patient with us. And what does God say? Sure. Everything is forgiven. Go ahead. Everything you have ever done, simply because we ask God, has been forgiven. That's the good news, isn't it? That's why we say Evangelion, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even when we can't pay him back, he forgives us. The difficult part in this morning's gospel, my brothers and sisters, is what happens after the servant was forgiven. It's the part that we admit, except for one person, we admit that it's pretty easy to forgive someone that very small thing. If God had said to this servant, okay, you owe me so much you can't even pay me back. There's someone down the street that owes you just 100 denarii. That was 100 days, 3 months' salary is all it is. He says, go find that person, forgive that person that debt, and I'm going to forgive everything you owe. If God had said that to this man, I'm sure this man, instead of going to prison and being sold into slavery, I'm sure he would have gone to that man and said, you know what, you only owe me 100 denarii. I'm going to forgive you that 100 denarii because the master's going to forgive me everything. The least I can do is forgive you 100. He would have done that, I'm sure of it. But after he was already forgiven, he goes out and he sees this man and he grabs him by the throat, it says. He's going like this and he says, pay me what you owe me. 100 denarii, 3 months' salary, big deal. The guy says, just be patient and I'll pay you. Trust me, I'll pay you. Nope. Into jail you go with your family until you can pay back. Into the debtor's prison. And when the master found out, he says, wait a minute. I just forgave you everything you did. You couldn't even forgive this small thing that this man owes you? And it says, he sent him to the torturers to be tortured for the rest of his life. If we are to accept, my brothers and sisters, as Jesus tells us, that this is what heaven is going to be like, we have to come to some reckoning in our own hearts. God will forgive absolutely everything we have ever done against Him, and we've done plenty. All we have to do is ask Him. And there's only one thing that He wants us to do in return. We have to forgive other people, even the smallest thing they've done against us. Jesus says, He finishes the story, "So my heavenly Father also will do to each of you if you do not from his heart forgive his brother his trespasses." The good news still is that God will forgive everything we have ever done. That will never change. God is still willing to do that. Wouldn't we be able to return the favor? And those who have maybe said a mean thing to us when we were in school, or maybe said a strong word to us in a parish council meeting or a general assembly meeting or some other kind of neighborhood association that we go to, anywhere on the street. Couldn't we accept that the least we could do to thank God for forgiving everything that we have done against God would be to forgive the things that others have done against us? And that, my brothers and sisters, is why the good news sometimes can sound a little bad. Because we don't hear it the way God wants us to hear it. We hear it from our own selfish understanding. We like the fact that God forgives us. We're not so crazy about forgiving other people the things they have done to us. After all, they owe us something. They owe us an apology. Or they owe us some kind of retribution, some kind of payback. And it is our fallen human nature to demand that something back, isn't it? And that is where our Orthodox tradition has such a beautiful and welcoming and blessed understanding of God's love. We will all be forgiven. It doesn't matter how bad our sins have been. All we have to do is forgive others. And if we can't swallow our pride just long enough to forgive the things that others have done to us, then we are telling God, "No, thank you. I'll handle that on my own. I'll pay off my debt when I can." And we're going to have all eternity of struggle. All eternity of, it says in Greek, vasanizomen, torturings. Simply because we're going to look at the other guy or the other girl who's been forgiven, and we're going to say, "Well, what about me? Why wasn't I forgiven?" And God's going to remind us, "You had a chance. You had a chance to forgive your fellow servants down there. You chose not to forgive them. I'm sorry, this is just the understanding that we had." So my brothers and sisters, if we really want to know God, if we really want, as we say we do, to spend eternity in the comfort of God's loving embrace, we have to learn to break open our hearts. We have to learn to let things go. It doesn't matter what they've done against us or said against us or about us behind our back. It doesn't matter. If we really want to spend our eternity with God, He's given us this blessed opportunity in advance. He's told us how it's going to work. Let's take Him up on that advanced notice. Let's crack open our heart and let people, we could say, off the hook. Forgiving someone anything they've done to us, whether it was last year, whether it was 27 years ago. Forgiving someone that small thing doesn't show us any weakness. It doesn't mean that we're somehow less of a person because we're willing to forgive someone. But it shows God how much we love Him. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the Transfiguration of Our Savior Greek Orthodox Church in Florence, South Carolina. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. Contributions may be sent to Be Transfigured Ministries, P.O. Box 5030, Florence, South Carolina 29502, or on our website at www.liveanewlifeinchrist.org.